My name is Simone Sheridan and I'm the volunteer coordinator here at the Lockup Cultural Centre, and I am the curator of the exhibition at the moment, which is titled Volleys.
Simone, this exhibition takes the humble brand of a shoe and puts a different spin on the meaning of that name.
We at the Lockup started using the term volleys as a colloquial abbreviation for the word volunteer. And then I started to think about all the walks of life that our volunteers have come from.
Suspended from the rafters by long pieces of stretchy elastic are 25 pairs of this iconic Australian brand of tennis shoe. Like the volleys here at the Lockup, your own volunteers come from all walks of life, some pretty diverse backgrounds. It's not just artists who volunteer here, is it?
That's right. Actually, I've probably brought more artists in since I've been the coordinator for about over a year now. Our main base of volunteers is actually local retirees, just anyone who has a bit of spare time, really.
Now, look, we don't have any retirees here today, but Lance Johnson, you're one of the artists who is also a volley here at Lockup. Can you describe for me your pair of shoes here?
Well, mine, I was given like my two pair of shoes, like one pair of, like a while ago, which I tried to like put a photograph on there of a Sinotype.
Is this the ones here?
Second pair that I was given because we had an extra pair, so I thought I'd previously worked with a wax sort of installation, so I thought I'll just give that a whack and see if that works and sort of makes it very impractical to wear, so I think that worked very nicely.
Well, what have you done to these shoes?
Well, as I said, I had all this abundance of wax from a previous show that I worked on, and I like the idea of like Ruth's wear. Like, I got to see her shoe before I got to actually make my second pair. So
let's walk through the volleys here. It's like walking through a forest, and you were talking about Ruth's shoes.
Yeah, like the fact that she's actually deconstructed them so that you can't actually wear them. They're sort of pointless now. Like at the point where if you want to buy them, you're not going to buy them to wear. Like,
and it's just the rubber soles.
Yeah, the rubber soles, and it's been dyed.
You've ruined your volleys as well, haven't you?
True. I like that idea, so I thought I'd continue with that sort of strain. But
I guess in Milan and Paris, they would might refer to some of these other volleys as wearable art. Can you show us some wearable volleys?
Sure. So there's a beautiful pair here by Kerry Coles, who's actually a very well-known artist locally.
And she's the director here, isn't she?
She's the arts coordinator here, so she helps manage the Artist in Residence program as well as Jump Painter Gallery.
They're very sparkly, aren't they? They're glitter.
They just don't fit me. Most of the shoes we got from Dunlop were kid sizes. I did not specify shoe size or anything like that. It was just a bit of fun. Give us as many shoes as you can. So the majority of them are kids. As you can see, one of our volunteers, Eleanor, she's decorated them lovely, and they've actually been purchased for a little girl who's an upcoming fashion designer.
Now, speaking of purchasing, can we just... it's not just the shoes on display here in the... On the walls, we've got this this amazing piece. It's like a vast universe of red dot stickers, like the ones that you might see when an artwork has been sold, radiating out like, I guess it's like a big bang.
Totally. I didn't expect it to come so out of this universe. When I started putting stickers on the wall on the Monday, it took Lance came in and helped me. It took us about 3 days to get them all up. But the universe represents the unforeseen, or the stuff, the hours that you don't get to see the volunteers putting in hours. So by doing this visual representation, you see 3,000 red dots put together, and it actually becomes quite a mass. And so that was just my way of trying to show the extensive amount of hours, and that's only since 2007, and that's the recorded hours. There's so many unrecorded volunteer hours that have come into this centre being what it is today.
Are they all the same colour? It's doing my head in a little bit. Yeah. Some look pink, some look red, but then they change back again. It's like a magic eye, almost.
I went a bit spotty doing this.
Behind you, Lance, on the other wall is a tally board. It's part of the exhibition as well, representing the, is it 22,000 visitors who've come through the doors here since 2007? As a volunteer, do you have to mark down the amount of visitors who come through the door?
Come through the door, it's sort of got this like a set sort of like tally to say, yes, where are you from? Are you local? Have you been here before? And how did you find this place? And so,
yeah, so there's a one mark, four marks, and then you put a stroke through it. Then that's a one tally representing five visitors.
Yep, that's right. So
it's ironic, I guess, that we're in a former lockup. But do you ever feel like you're a prisoner? Mm. In the lockup?
Sometimes you get some creepy sounds coming through from the museum way, and it can be interesting sometimes. But yeah, sometimes
just through that door there are the cells,
the old prison
cells. Do you ever feel like getting into the padded one?
It's from time to time. Yeah.
What's that?
After putting up those red dots a little bit.
So this exhibition's on until this Sunday, and then you've got a month off, and back bigger and better in 2010.
Fresh start with lots more volunteers.